The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And welcome to our Hump Day edition here. That's Wednesday for those of you that don't know what Hump Day is, and we have to define it. 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time where we are. And a pleasant good morning to all of you. Hopefully you're done with your second cup of coffee. Maybe, maybe not. I am. Lots happening here. Got to announce that. Besides what's on sale this week at the Power Mall, 10% off Vitamir products and 10% off Strauss Naturals products. And the fact that you can still, by donating $25 or more to the show, get a free Vitamir toothpaste. And when you call, the best way to do that is to call the 877-817-9829 number and make the donation. Your contribution keeps us on the air for this year. We need to be. This is going to be an insane year, folks. Need to dial into the truth. You can shop at the Partners tab as well at thepowerhour.com by clicking on the Partners tab there. If you don't have internet, well, you can call one of us and we can try and shop it for you at the Power Mall. Fred Dyshefsky will be joining us later in the show, as well as Dr. Michael Garko, who is a nutrition advisor for Strauss Naturals. And, of course, all sorts of good things going on there. Now, some programming notes for those of you who are going to wake up next week and go, what happened? Well, we're making some changes again. And the changes are that we are going to be on a video stream at 11 a.m. Central Time. That is when we are going to shift gears. And that means that what we recorded on Friday of this week, you will hear next Monday at 7 a.m. from 7 to 9. You will hear Friday's show from 7 to 9. Then at 11 a.m., we will go live on video stream and record that, and then you will hear that broadcast in audio form the next morning from 7 to 9. That's how it's going to work. Had to make some programming changes. And I'll tell you why. A lot of this is being affected by certain things going on in the news. And so, you know, we have to take these things into consideration. One is the, personnel factors. Health factors, a lot of different things. We've been doing this in the early morning hours for, to the benefit of some. But again, you'll still be able to dial in at 7 a.m. It's just that you're going to hear yesterday's broadcast that took place live in audio form. If you understand now, from 11 to 1, it's going to be a live video stream. That's the only way you're going to be hear it, because we'll be pre-recording the show for the following morning. Okay, that's easy enough to get. Now, it's official. This, according to Radio World and other outlets, after nearly three decades in business, remember when Joyce Riley was starting out, you used to be able to listen to her on GCN, Genesis Communications Network. As of Sunday, May 5th, this is their last day of broadcast. They are shutting down. Over the years, GCN became one of the premier independent radio syndicators, known for their wide range of shows, skilled engineering, and attentive affiliate relations staff. They were founded way back in 1997 as a staffing partner of founder Ted Anderson's precious metals company, Midas Resources. GCN ultimately outlived Midas when Midas closed over the past decade. But you understand now what's happening to these shows and why GCN, you know, what was the biggest show GCN carried? Alex Jones. The Power Hour was, for all intents and purposes, in the number three slot until Joyce passed. Now, the thing is, obviously, two words, Sandy Hook. Alex got in trouble, and a lot of people deemed him controlled opposition. A lot of people have said things that, you know, I know Alex Jones personally. I've met him. I've been in his studio in Austin, Texas, multiple times. I've been on the show with him multiple times. So I know the man, okay? The guy's heart's in the right place. But when the government targets you, mark my words, doesn't matter. Look what they're doing to Trump right now. Look what they've done as far as making him post a $175 million bond. Or 170, whatever it is, 5 million, give or take. I mean, look what they're doing to him. They did this to Alex Jones, put him in bankruptcy. You know, he's not a billionaire like Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump's legal fees are in the millions. So understand that, you know, not everybody can withstand this kind of hit. This is why those who face the music in the federal or state criminal system are going to spend lots of their own money trying to stay out of prison. Yep. So GCN has decided, because, you know, you get to the point where there's staffing issues, health issues, financial issues. This is one of the reasons why we have to stay on the air. So we're making some changes so we can be able to do that, all right? We want to be able to do that. One of the reasons why we're making a little time change again, back to the way we were when I first started the show from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we're going to record the broadcast, and the only way you're going to be able to watch it is live stream. So if you have internet and you go to the video tab on thepowerhour.com, you can watch the show live stream as we pre-record it for broadcast the following morning. I hope I said that clearly enough so you understand. 7 minutes after the hour, talking about world news here, there's a few things going on, just a few. We'll get to what's going on with this these issues in D.C., because I know everybody's worried about what D.C. is doing and not what, you know, is going on in their own backyard. But we'll talk about that, too. Don't worry. We'll cover it. Javier Milei, you know that name? He's the Argentine president. He announced for the first time since 2008, Argentina registered a 0.2% surplus of its gross domestic product during the first quarter of the year, declaring the achievement a feat of historic proportions at a world level. He addressed the nation in a national broadcast, accompanied by Economy Minister Luis Caputo and the president of the Argentine Central Bank, Santiago Basile. In the roughly 15-minute message, Milei said that Argentina has traveled more than halfway through the implementation of the shock therapy policies his administration promised when assuming the presidency in December, intending to avert a complete economic collapse. And apparently they've done it, according to Milei. Contrary to the forecasts of most political leaders, professional economists, on television and the media, specialized journalists, and a large part of the Argentine establishment, I would like to announce that the national public sector recorded a financial surplus of more than 275 billion peso, or roughly $310 million, in March, thus achieving a financial surplus of this 0.2% of the GDP during the first quarter after almost 20 years. And he noted that while the concept of fiscal surplus may appear to be simply a technical definition that does not affect the lives of Argentines, it's nothing less than the only possible starting point to end once and for all the inflationary hell that Argentina has faced in recent years, he said. So good news for Argentina. Except if you're poor. Kind of like here. If you're homeless, you're still homeless. Doesn't matter whether the GDP went up or not. Poland, on the other hand, wants nukes, fearing it will be a buffer state sacrificed by D.C. You see, they're even worried about what's going on in Washington and whether or not it would keep the peace with Moscow. And they are borderline. Top Polish NATO general says getting the weapons is important to prevent the country from becoming that buffer that could be sacrificed by Washington. Poland is in talks right now with the U.S. about hosting nuclear weapons, has been for some time. Now, what do you think is going to happen when you get that kind of militarization going on? Yeah. You know, and everybody's at loggerheads with this new globalist centrist bureaucrat Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who now said this week Poland is ready for nukes. The Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons Treaty of 1968 bans new nuclear powers from being created by an existing power, giving or lending its weapons to another. Russia counterclaimed the U.S. already does this. Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey all deploy American nuclear weapons on their own aircraft. But this practice predates the 1968 treaty and is essentially grandfathered in. By the terms of the treaty, the U.S. would not be able to invite more nations into that club. The U.S. theoretically could deploy its own nukes controlled by its own forces inside Poland, however, as it's done in the past with the U.K. and others, according to recent reports, is soon to do so again. U.S. has a permanent military base in Poland. Poland is not the only European state entertaining nuclear dreams as Russia continues to grind through Ukraine's defenses. And of course, Ukraine, if you ask anybody over there, they're happy. They're getting money from us. So if we can throw more gas on an already blazing fire, hundreds of protesters gathered at Senator Chuckie Schumer's home in Brooklyn demanding that the U.S. stop arming Israel. Now, notice that I sanitized the headline. I didn't say anti-Israeli or pro-Palestinian. I just said protesters. Home for a Seder in the streets, second day of the Passover Jewish holiday. Protesters gathered were reportedly demanding the U.S. stop sending weapons to Israel as it continues its war against Hamas. Officers from the New York Police Department were captured on video telling protesters outside of Schumer's home they were blocking vehicular traffic and would be arrested for disorderly conduct if they did not move and get onto the sidewalk. Protesters could be heard chanting, "Stop funding genocide." Gee, where were all these protesters when the Biden administration was mandating the jabs? What about my body, my choice? What happened there when they were aborting all these kids? Oh, it's okay to go have an abortion. It's all right to do that. You want to talk about genocide? Hey, let's bring it home, okay? Bring it on home. Play a little Led Zeppelin in your ear this morning. Yeah, what about that? Boy, there's selective protesting, huh? Almost like selective prosecution, which is what's going on in New York right now with Trump. See, just like Alina Habba, you know, she says, look, they can't beat him in the polls, so they're going to try to beat him in court. Wow. Well, she's outright forthright, isn't she? So, a lot of good it did to protest outside Chuckie's home in Brooklyn, New York. A lot of good that did because the Senate approved that $95 billion foreign aid package for both Ukraine and Israel days after it was passed in the U.S. House. You want to know how this is going to work? Members of the U.S. Senate voted 79-18 to approve the foreign aid package, which means a lot of rhinos jumped in on that as well. We keep electing them. Hey, yeah, every 6 years. Yeah, and Mitch McConnell stressed the importance of alliances with other countries. It's time to reaffirm some basic truths that alliances matter, that foreign nations' respect for American interests depends on our willingness to defend them, and that peace, prosperity, and security are not accidents. They're products of American leadership and American sacrifice, says Mitch.
Oh, wait a minute, Mitch. American leadership and sacrifice? Oh, really? You mean American interference? Huh.
America wants to play World Cop. This is another way to get the job done. Now I'm going to be asking Fred Dyshevsky about his take this morning on the show about what the IMF is warning the Biden administration about. You're spending too much. Why is that? Why would the IMF come out and warn them? I mean, the central banks just love financing wars. I'll find out his take. Maybe we, the people, are leveraged. Maybe we're over-leveraged. I mean, right now, we don't even make enough money to pay the interest on the debt in 1 year, right? And if you're going to come at me, bring the accounting, please. Prove me wrong. Also included in this bill is wording advising that the Chinese owner of TikTok has to sell the app or have it banned in the U.S. This according to the Communist News Network. Biden has indicated he strongly supports foreign aid package proposed by Speaker Johnson. Yeah. All four bills under Johnson's plan wrapped into one nice, neat little package the House would then vote on, unlocking separate votes for each of the other bills. Amazing how that works. All these little rules they make up there, and the rhinos come out of nowhere, and just like Mitt can't keep his mouth shut, Mitt, put your onesie on and go home, would you? Sitting there saying on the media, Trump's guilty. You got a lot in her, buddy. See, the thing, and they're taking polls about how many people out there think that Trump's guilty. I mean, the trial just started. You got all the attorneys out there looking at this thing, the legal scholars going, there's no way that Bragg is going to win this. This whole thing is to keep Trump off the campaign trail. It's election interference at its finest, and they're doing it with lawfare. But yet you get Mitt and people out there, you know, pollsters. He's guilty. Well, 35% of those surveyed, survey said, 35% say he's guilty. Only 35%, really? Hey, can we try this thing in the media anymore? That's why this whole thing is a shift show, folks. You know it, I know it. No debate on that. That's a fact, Jack. Quoting Bill Murray in Stripes. The polls have closed in Pennsylvania's primary, the winners being a foregone conclusion. Who do you think won? Yeah.
Who followed the other brick road?
Yeah, presidential race was a foregone conclusion with Biden taking 93% of the Democrat votes, former President Donald Trump earning 84% to get the Republican nod. I like that, the nod. Yeah, also still on the ballot were Democrat Dean Phillips with 7% and Republican Nikki Haley, who got 17% of the votes, although both have left the race. You see, some voters mistakenly assume that if a name is on the ballot, the candidate's a viable option. Remember, Pennsylvania is a state that back in 2022 elected former Democratic state rep Anthony DeLuca, 85 years old, a month after he died because his name was on the ballot. So his challenger lost to a dead guy. That is a joke. Are people that asleep that this is what they do?
Well, we have to vote the party line, so DeLuca's name's there, so we have to vote for him.
It's like, don't you ever listen to the news reports? The guy passed away. Why are you voting for him?
Well, because his name's on the ballot. Duh.
In other words, I can't critically think for myself because I'm a Democrat party line voter. I have to do what I'm told. I don't have a mind of my own. If Schumer and all the Democrats tell me I have to vote Democrat party line, then by golly, I have to vote that way. I don't know why, but I just do. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Hey, there are Republicans that are like that too. But now let's talk about the independents. Let's all those independent voters out there, they don't get to vote in the Pennsylvania primary. There has been some past legislative action to change that, but as it stands right now, voters have to be registered with a party to vote on that party's ballot. So that's why they had the primary, you know, because that's the uniparty, two-party, whatever you want to call it, system of doing things. Candidates can usually count on support from reliable voters who register with a major party and vote in low turnout elections, which this one was. It was so low in many precincts, many uncontested races on some ballots. Some voters took the opportunity to pick up campaign yard signs that they say will put in their yards to promote their favorite candidate during the upcoming election season. Gee, I thought that was now. But see, here's the thing about these independent voters. All these candidates out there really want to win over Pennsylvania's 1,326,386 unaffiliated voters. See, because here's the split. The difference in the number of voters between the two major parties, according to the rolls, is 396,023 voters, according to the most recent Department of State numbers. More Democrats than Republicans, obviously. But the thing is about the swing state business of Pennsylvania, any party could win if they convince enough unaffiliated voters to vote. Counties will start tallying mail-in ballots on election morning, and those results are posted shortly after the polls close. In-person votes take longer to count, so mail-in results don't tell the entire story. However, the foregone conclusion is that people need to watch what's going on in these swing states, because this is what happened in 2020 that has 80-plus million people who voted for Trump questioning the legitimacy of our election cycle. Prosecutors finally, in their opening arguments, clarified and revealed details about Bragg's actual charge against Trump. Because, see, here's the thing. And Trump's attorneys were standing up arguing with them and objecting because of the fact that that wasn't in the indictment. You see, they read it. So basically, the unstated crime they allege is that former President Trump intended to conceal, which was not clearly specified in the indictment, falsifying business documents in connection to the $130,000 paid to keep porn star Stormy Daniels quiet about her claims of an affair, which now apparently didn't happen. Trump denies it. And of course, Mitt Romney had to open his mouth. You don't pay somebody $130,000 not to sleep with you. Mitt, put your onesie on and go home. Wow. I cannot believe that. See, and this is the thing that's going on right now. We're in election season, and so you're going to see everybody from Mitt Romney to Hillary Clinton to God knows who out there beating up on candidates. You elect Trump, you're going to destroy democracy. Again, they just want to get you so worked up and upset that you'll think you've been beaten before the election day even gets here. They want to pummel you with so many insults, which is why, of course, Trump's gag order now is under serious legal scrutiny. Trump faces $11,000 up to that for each violation. And see, here's the thing. You got Michael Cohen out there calling him Von Schützenpants on social media, and he's mad. Trump's mad. He's fighting back. And every time he opens his mouth, instead of just being quiet, let him throw the sticks and stones may break my bones. See, that doesn't work in Trump's camp. Trump doesn't like that when people throw sticks and stones. And he's mad because of the fact, well, they're allowed to attack me and I can't attack back. Nuts to that. The judge needs to recuse himself immediately and right the wrong committed by not doing so last year. I mean, even Matt Whitaker and people like that that used to work for the DOJ are saying this whole thing is a sham. And then, of course, you know, the judge is not going to rule in open court on whether Trump violated the gag order. So when Trump attorney Todd Blanche, who argued Trump was responding to attacks against him, being careful not to violate the gag order, apparently what happened, according to what the judge knows and what everybody else knows, is that Trump reposted other people's comebacks against the attacks on social media. And of course, the judge responded testily, according to news reports. Mr. Blanche, you're losing all credibility. You're losing all credibility with the court. Because, see, he couldn't tell Judge Merchan why the gag order wasn't violated with the reposting of other people's stuff by Trump. Under Merchant's gag order, Trump cannot respond to attacks against him if they're from a witness. Well, Michael Cohen is a witness, And so Michael Cohen has been told, you need to blast Trump as much as you can on social media. What do you think they're going to do to Michael Cohen when they get him on the stand? They're going to rip him a new one. You know that. The only saving grace here is that DA Alvin Bragg has toned down the idea on sending Trump to jail for violating the gag order, because that was part of the deal. He could fine Trump. The judge could fine Trump up to $11,000 for each violation and then put him in jail for up to 30 days. But you see, here's the thing. DA Bragg wants this trial to proceed, and it can't do that without Trump being in the courtroom. You send Trump to jail, you're sending a clear message to the jury that vengeance is all Bragg wants, and they won't give him a victory if he does it, and they may not anyway. That's the whole thing. If you can read between the lines, and I put that little red highlight in the email blasted on our post on the page on thepowerhour.com, you send Trump to jail, and you are going to make so many people in America mad. If you're the judge or Bragg, that's why Bragg's backing down on recommending jail time. You send a president, former president, to a jail cell. Oh, now you've stepped over the line. Now it becomes clear that this is political vengeance. Now it becomes clear, and DA Bragg risks life and limb, and so does the judge, because there are people out there. Oh, buddy, you stepped over the line. And I think they know that. They'd rather attack him in the pocketbook, because that affects the outcome of the election, because that's less money he has to spend on his campaign. But you throw him in the jail cell? Oh, boy, you just like pulling a pin on a grenade, buddy. You started it. Hey, don't think there won't be repercussions politically and otherwise, because there will be, and they know it. No, they got to keep him in the limelight. In order to do that, he's got to be sitting in the defense chair. In court, they can't send him to prison cell. They put him in jail, man. Send him to Rikers. Oh my gosh. How's that going to work too, by the way, with Secret Service? What are they going to do? Oh yeah. You know, you have Benny Thompson out there wanting to take away Trump's Secret Service protection only if he's convicted. Yeah. You see, they hate him that much. They want him murdered. I mean, now what do you got? Dershowitz out there saying the same thing. They want to murder Trump. That's the only way they can keep him from being elected president again, is to kill him. I mean, these people are so dead set on their agenda to get Biden and Harris back in the White House, even though we already know that whole shift show is a mess. And if he won't make it, we already know the guy, when you get dementia and Alzheimer's or whatever he's got, mental acuity depleted like that, once that happens, folks, you go downhill real quick and then you die. He dies in office, you know what's going to happen. And if Hakeem Jeffries is Speaker of the House, now you've got two people of color running the shift show. Oh, you're going to love that. We'll be back with more news after these important messages. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Four minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here where we are. as we wind down the week, and then you'll be hearing this in audio form only from a rebroadcast from the previous day, so you won't miss anything. A lawyer for former President Trump, we're talking about Chris Keyes here, he got on Fox News and said the real threat to democracy is the willingness to abuse power of your office to influence what should otherwise be a free and fair election. In other words, officials are more concerned about keeping the former president off the campaign trail than they are concerned about winning their cases against him. He said, just look at this past week. You've got a hearing in a civil case about essentially nothing. Now, talking about the whether the bond is valid or not. You got a criminal trial starting, and later this week there will be a Supreme Court argument, all in cases that were made up specifically for the purposes of influencing the outcome of an election. Speaking of which, a federal judge, there's a law now that's been enacted, and it's been in the books since 1877, had made it a new felony offense for any person convicted of a crime which excludes the person from the right of suffrage to vote at any primary election without having been restored to the right of citizenship. The North Carolina A. Philip Randolph Institute, a self-described black trade unionist advocacy group, they said it, and a civil rights advocacy group called Action NC for North Carolina, had challenged the state's law prohibiting convicted felons from voting. The plaintiffs originally brought their lawsuit against the North Carolina Board of Elections in 2020. They argued the law violates equal protection clause of the 14th Amendment and that it was so vague as to violate the amendment's due process clause as well. On April 22nd, U.S. District Judge Loretta Biggs ruled the law was enacted with discriminatory intent, has not been cleansed of its discriminatory taint, and continues to disproportionately impact black voters. Now, understand something. Judge Biggs is black, was appointed by Obama Shamalama Ding Dong, declared the challenged state law to be in violation of the due process and equal protection clauses of the 14th Amendment, and enjoined and restrained state officials from enforcing the law. The state had argued the law is not so vague as to violate anybody's due process rights. In October 2020, filing says the North Carolina Constitution brings all felonies within the class of crimes for which those convicted would lose their voting rights, and states that voting rights are automatically restored upon the unconditional discharge of an inmate or a probationer or parolee by the state or federal agency having jurisdiction of that person. You have to understand, that's all corporations, folks. If an ordinary person were to read the statutes and the person had been convicted of a felony, the next question they have to ask themselves is whether they continue to be supervised by the state for that conviction. This inquiry can be answered by any layperson who's been convicted of a felony. They will know whether they're still incarcerated or are still required to make court appearances for their conviction or are still required to be in contact with their PO. If they remain subject to such conditions, they know not to vote. I mean, people live in Florida, you know, they found out the hard way. They registered to vote and all of a sudden they end up in, you know, being arrested. They were convicted felons. They can't vote. So now North Carolina has, now that this has been struck down, this law, it might go to the Supreme Court before it's all said and done. Felons can vote now. Catholic Charities of San, oh, this is really going to blow your gourd to pieces. Catholic Charities of San Antonio has been accused of misappropriating federal funds to buy airfare for migrants. Folks, you already knew this was going on, right? Now it's defending itself, becoming the target of critics who claim it improperly used funds to buy airfare for illegal aliens to fly to the city of their choice. Wow. Two South Texas lawmakers blasted the charity for using federal funds to purchase the airfare, saying the funds are intended to reimburse nonprofits for food, shelter, and humanitarian expenses, not free travel programs for Biden's illegal aliens. This is Representatives Henry Cuellar, who's a Democrat, and Monica Dela Cruz, who's a Republican. That's bipartisan, folks. Warned the charity and improperly used the money, according to KETV. Cuellar is the ranking member of the House Appropriations Homeland Security Subcommittee. God, there's a subcommittee for everything, isn't there? Said FEMA Shelter Services Program funds the charity used for airfare violated the rules. He insisted the money was only to be used for food and shelter and maybe transportation inside of a city, not for long-distance travel. De La Cruz agreed and added the group spending constituted a misappropriation of federal funds. So what are they going to do about it? So KETK-TV shows up at Catholic Charities of San Antonio, sticks a mic in their face trying to create news. What say you to that charge? They admitted, Catholic Charities did, to the TV station that it had been allotted $10.8 million in funding to care for migrants in their area, and that it used the funds to buy plane tickets for illegals. However, Jose Antonio Fernandez, CEO of Catholic Charities of San Antonio, insists the airfare purchases were perfectly in line with the limits of funding rules. It said it clearly, the rules said you could clearly provide transportation. The funds were given to us to provide food, clothing, and all these activities, including transportation. It's not my interpretation. It's a fact. Many companies in the U.S. provide transportation because it's allowed. If you contact FEMA, they'll tell you that. Yes, you are actually allowed to provide transportation. Still, Fernandez noted his organization hasn't paid for any flights for illegals since December of 23 because he's now getting funding from a different program that limits travel funding to 5% of the budget. Smaller amount of the total spending than before. So you got to understand what's happening here with all these counties and cities out there. Outspoken San Diego County Supervisor, this is California now, Jim Desmond, recently noted Biden has thrown another $38 million at the county to help pay for migrant services. But he maintains the money would be better spent to stop the migrants from illegally crossing the border in the first place. The county of San Diego just got $38 million from the Biden administration to process migrants when dropped on our streets, he said in a post to X. Border Patrol is their Uber into San Diego County, and San Diego County will be the migrants' travel agents, Desmond added. With federal tax dollars, the county's mission will be put to as many migrants on planes, trains, and automobiles as quickly as possible in the other parts of the country. Gee, planes, trains, and automobiles. Oh, you're the shower curtain ring guy, huh? Del Griffith. Del Griffith. Yeah. Remember that? I gotta go. I gotta go. Yeah. Steve Martin, John Candy. Remember that movie? Yeah. Planes, trains, and automobiles. Yeah. $38 million bucks, boy. That's, yeah, really. Del Griffith. Wow, that was close. Yeah. I know. If you remember the movie, come on. If you know the movie, you've seen the movie. Come on. I know you have. I know it was late night. And they played Red River Valley at the end, and John Candy screamed at everybody at the end of the video yelling, "Wake up!" Yeah. See, this is the thing. You know, we've been trying to get that message out for a while, right? As a matter of fact, in line with all of that thought process, sanctuary states are planning to dish out billions in American taxpayer money to migrants this year, offering housing, food, health care, among other things, the Latin term is inter alia, to the new arrivals that have entered the U.S. on Biden's watch in New York. Legislators approved, you ready for this? People in New York got to pay for this. Thank you, Hochul. $237 billion budget that includes $2.4 billion with a B, to provide housing, health care, and legal services to newly arrived migrants. See, they get to feed off the teat of the taxpayer. New York State Senate Republican leader Rob Ort has warned such funding for migrants will only entice more illegal immigration to the sanctuary state. In Chicago, city council voted 30 to 18 to approve $70 million in additional funding to house, feed, and provide health care to nearly 40,000 migrants who have camped out there since August of last year, 2022, actually. In addition, Illinois state officials, along with the federal government, are providing Chicago with $48 million in funds to provide care for migrants. Even more money, some $182 million, expected to be allotted to migrants by Illinois state lawmakers as part of the 2025 budget. In Massachusetts, Governor Maura Healey and other state Democrats are hoping to spend hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars on shelter services for migrants. In Colorado, state Democrats want to open a grant program for migrants that could be used for culturally and linguistically appropriate navigation of services and programs to migrant who are within a year of arrival to the U.S. This doesn't include anything of what Santa Barbara is trying to do, building a 221-unit apartment complex for illegal immigrants. And guess what the cost is? $1.2 million per unit. God, what is this? Taj Mahal? At our expense. Amazing how that works. Media Research Center, new study conducted by them, has uncovered 39 instances of Facebook interfering with U.S. elections since 2008, raising concerns about the platform's influence on the democratic process. MRC Free Speech America says Facebook's been caught interfering 39 times since 2008. The election interfering censorship began in 2012, reached its peak in 2020, and has started to fade somewhat in the early stages of the 2024 electoral cycle. You know why that is? Because of the fact that they shined the light on the cockroaches. Facebook's actions have often contradicted these statements that have all been made by them, saying, oh, well, we're promoting free speech. No, you're not. In 2016, Facebook censored then-Democratic Party candidate Bernie Sanders in conservative topics and news. Censorship escalated in 2018, with Facebook removing ads for several candidates for Congress and state legislatures. I mean, it's ongoing. It's not going to stop. Most recently, Breitbart uncovered the fact Zuckerberg's Meta has planned for you not to see posts from Donald Trump, whose engagement on Facebook is down by 60%. That's why he's got Truth Social, folks. In the world of economy, for those of you that like to go to Red Lobster, they're considering filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy, according to news sources, due to an $11 million loss from this endless shrimp deal. Seriously. Now they got to restructure. So no more endless shrimp at Red Lobster. They're going to have to do an awful lot of renegotiating of contracts to get this done. In the health category, okay, now I'm depressed. A new report is now saying that the U.S. has dropped out of the 20th happiest countries in the world. The 20 happiest countries in the world. It's now ranked at number 23, if you read the World Happiness Report. Wow. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content, said the Apostle Paul. Yeah. Gotta love it, huh? All people on earth strive to be happy. Well, what's happiness? It's different, measured differently by different people, depending on your culture and everything else. A partnership between Gallup, Oxford University, and the UN seeks the answers. Well, wonder why people aren't happy. Maybe it's because of what we're living in right now. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why we dropped to number 23. If you live in the Nordic states up there, Finland, Sweden, and all that up there, you're very happy because nobody's messing with you. Well, I don't know. They got their problems. They got their share of problems, too. But, you know, here, boy, talk about share of problems. You can't be world cop without going into debt. I think everybody's got that figured out. That's another reason we're not happy. And not only that, the report looked at the happiness of different generations, finding those that born before 1965, that is. The baby boomers were generally happier than young people born after 1980, millennials. Millennials' life satisfaction decreases yearly, with boomers increasing as they age. See, the boomers are smarter. Millennials are just kind of like on cruise mode right now. They don't know what's going to happen. Then you got all your Gen Zers, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, all sit there complaining that they can't survive working a 40-hour work week and they'll never own a house, 28% of them surveyed said. They'll never own their own home. You know what? Where there is a will, there's a way, folks. You start small and you work up. You don't go out there with the entitled attitude of the fact that you're going to get out of college and all of a sudden just walk right into a $75,000 plus a year job. Just doesn't happen that way. Particles of bird flu were detected in some samples of pasteurized milk through the virus, and that form is not a threat to humans. The FDA, of course, said that. Do you trust them? The FDA increased testing of domestic milk supplies. Some of the testing samples found inactive remnants of the bird flu killed during the pasteurization process. Makes you really want to go out and buy a gallon of milk, huh? As of Tuesday, the virus known as type A H5N1 has been found in dairy cows in Idaho, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Texas, and South Dakota. Only two people in the U.S. have ever been infected with the bird flu, including a Texas dairy worker early this month. He recovered, suffering from minor symptoms. The FDA continued warnings against consuming raw eggs and milk, noting the pasteurization and heat treating process of store purchased products ensures their safety. In other words, like Schwab kebab eats the bugs. Aspartame. Those of you know it is NutraSweet. If you're troubled by headaches, ear buzzing, vision problems, weight gain, insomnia, or memory issues, the artificial sweetener may be to blame, but you just go ahead and keep using it because now it's been ruled as a possible cause of cancer. See, aspartame breaks down into methanol in your body, which is not safely bound like it is in fruits and vegetables, which can lead to symptoms of methanol poisoning, such as headaches, dizziness, and vision problems. Unlike animals, humans lack the protective mechanism to effectively convert methanol into harmless formic acid. Instead, it's converted into carcinogenic formaldehyde. Whoops. Gotta love that. We have an article about a physician claiming that ChatGPT is now being programmed to reduce vaccine hesitancy. So those of you that want to go online and play in ChatGPT and start asking it questions about should I get the jab or not? Oh, definitely you should. Yes, and, you know, should I get vaccinated for fill in the blank? Then they'll respond that they should. No questions asked. You know, and all the people promoting it. It's an effective tool to help reduce vaccine hesitancy among the general public. See how they're brainwashing you? For the second time in so many years, Larry Ellison, founder and CEO of the tech empire Oracle, has announced the company will be moving its headquarters from Austin, Texas to Nashville, Tennessee. Wait a minute. Didn't they just move to Austin not too long ago? Yeah. Yeah, in 2020. California may hit residents with fixed utility rates in the push for clean energy. Oh, you're going to love that if you live in California. Flat rate, $24.15 a month, would reduce the price of a unit of electricity for all customers by 5 to 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's per kilowatt hour. Wow. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have a thrifty tip for homemade all-purpose orange cleaner. And if you want to attend the Rogue Food Conference in Virginia, we have a link for you to click on to register. More controversy in Tennessee. The lawmakers there on Tuesday sent a bill to the governor that would allow school staff to carry concealed handguns on campus. During the passage of the bill in the House, protesters disrupted the proceedings, causing major chaos and mayhem, shouting blood on your hands, forcing both Democrats and Republicans to go after each other, breaking all sorts of legislative rules. Finally, when it was all said and done, the House approved the bill, which was already approved by the state Senate, 68 to 28. Now, that kind of odds, it'll now go to Bill Lee, the governor's desk. If he doesn't veto it, it becomes law anyway, regardless of whether he signs it or not. So now, teachers, yeah, you got to undergo training, 40 hours of basic training in school policing, another 40 hours of training approved by a Peace Officer Standards Training Commission at your own expense. Then you can be concealed carry, and nobody knows it. Because under the bill, it would be prohibited to reveal which school employees are carrying firearms to anybody, including parents, other than school administrators and law enforcement. A Brooklyn man has been convicted of 13 weapons charges after having been arrested and charged in 2022 for building his own firearms. And the sad thing about it is, to be brief about it all, the attorney was scolded multiple times by the judge. Do not bring the Second Amendment into this courtroom. It doesn't exist here. This is New York. You got to love that, huh? An illegal alien has been accused of sexually assaulting two young girls under the age of 13 after breaking into a home in St. Joseph County, Michigan. He's 25, illegal alien from Mexico. This is going to keep coming, folks. Mike in Alaska, you got a minute? Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. David, will we be able to call in still on your new format?
If you will, if you're watching the recorded, this is the thing, on the new format at 11 a.m. Central, you will be able to call in if you're watching the live stream video. That's it. You won't be able to call from 7 to 9 a.m. as of next Monday. But if you're watching the show on live stream on thepowerhour.com and you're watching us in video, mm-hmm. then you'll know when you can call in on our toll-free number. Yeah, you can do that. Only on the video section.
Hey, I got a few things here.
We're at the break, Mike, unfortunately. Ah, gosh. God, time flies. Sorry about that. But you asked a legitimate question. I'm glad we were able to provide an answer with you. Dr. Michael Garko with Strauss Naturals joins us after we come back from these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.